As men are Christians, this will be wrong to pretend after all this situation and tradition, trying to say sorry for himself because of his ugly eyes. God is a good man, so he has a reason for the wrong reasons. No, what I meant is, I'm sorry to say that. He disagrees for my reasons. He's a matter of deep conviction and all the rest. He thinks that we're doing the wrong thing and all that sort of thing. So he constantly wants to keep us and save us from ourselves. It's always the case. I mean, he doesn't, I don't think God's ready. He's ready in the current history, but he hasn't read enough of ancient history. Ancient history tells you it's always nobody can ever be sure. Most of more of our people have got balance. It's better to have a kind of issue. Fight some good fight. But he seemed to have adjusted to move himself. What have you got, Tony?
But I think you're
right. I didn't do anything yourself. I hit it exactly the other way.
It was good that you did it that way, wasn't it?
I think so.
Because otherwise,
because he has no illusions now that anybody was down fleeting with him to stare at him. Made his own decision to say, which is the right way for him to be here if he's going to stay.
Exactly.
Everybody must make their own decision.
Direct question on how they were
would vote at the election were being held today, not on a trial link basis, but would you vote for President Nixon, the Democratic candidate, or a third party candidate? And that's Nixon 40-31, 9 for the third party. With 20 undecided. But then we said, is this the way you would have probably voted before the trip to China, or has the trip caused you to change your mind? 86% the way it was, but 9% say the trip changed their vote. Now we've got to get the cross data as to which way and who they were. But, it's kind of interesting. We asked for overall.
I'm not sure that's a very good question.
I'm not sure that one. I know that it's asked by pollsters, but I don't think you get it. That's a question for a sophisticated person to answer.
I think the better the question is the one where you try to get
it may be a mark, yeah, but I don't see it. Well, it is a better question, except if you try and eat them, you end up, you cut down the undecided, but you get the, individual candidates, things, and they differ by what we could have done against Muskie. We still can.
I would say that what probably is the more interesting thing is it can help some people. I think the more interesting thing is that when they want to introduce them, decide for a while to hate people who are not there. But also, it undoubtedly increased the strength of the pride that America's got to be. I mean, either that or we're just talking to our own people around here. I don't know. I can't tell.
No. We asked what your overall reaction was to the president's trip. And it was 74% favorable, 20% unfavorable. That's just overall reaction. President's trip. Awareness is 80%, 81%. That's on either a great deal or a fair amount. And 17% said very little, and only 3% said nothing. So total awareness, 97%. Would you satisfied or dissatisfied with what was accomplished? 59 satisfied, 18. Satisfied. Do you think opening up more normal relations to China, U.S. and China would be more likely, less likely to lead to world peace? 93% more likely. In July, we pulled that right after the announcement, and it was 68% more likely. So that's not a lot of points. How would you rate President Nixon on the way he conducted himself in China as the representative of the American people? 41% outstanding, 40% good, total 81%. And that, I think, is significant. 12% fair and only 4% poor. When you get down to where an American cross-section rates Nixon, only 4% rate Nixon poor, you're doing pretty well. Because you've got more people than that. There are the outsider opinion, 41%, right? As a result of President opening up discussions with the People's Party, do you personally regard it more favorably as a world leader, less favorably, or doesn't make any difference? We asked that in July also after the announcement. In July, it was 45 more favorably, 11 less. Now it's 44 more favorably, which is the same, but the less is 6% down in the line. That doesn't matter, sorry. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Which do you think is more important, establishing relations with communist China or relations with the nationalist Chinese on Taiwan? We asked this in July. In July, communist China 26, Taiwan 25, both 29. Now, it's communist 33, Taiwan 22, both 23. The communist, the relations with communist China went up 7, and with Taiwan went down 3. And that both went down 6. By opening up normal relations, more normal relations, do you think President Nixon increased or decreased chances of negotiating into Vietnam War? 61% increase, 10% decrease, 16, no difference. And that's exactly the same as it was last July, right after the China announcement. Then we asked that question that we asked in July. Of the names of 8 men in various positions of government, rate each one on how capable we'd be conducting negotiations and relations with communist China. Very capable, fairly incapable or very incapable. Nixon then was 38% very capable and 43% fairly capable for a total of 81. Now it's 45% very capable and 41 fairly capable. So the positive goes up 5 points from 81 to 86, but the very capable goes up 7 points from 38 to 45. Fulbright, no change. 39 favorable then, 39 favorable now. I mean, capable.
Total.
Yeah, 10% very and 29% fairly capable.
Mm-hmm.
Humphrey was 54 in July, now 50.
That's the total.
That's the total. And the very capable is where the whole drop was. It was 19, now it's 15. The fairly capable is 35, still 35. Kennedy was 60, now 58. Kissinger was 56, now 66. And that is very capable, went from 24 up to 33, out of 9 points. That's his publicity question. Mansfield was 51, now 54. Muskie was 54, now 49, dropped 5 points. His capable, very capable, was 20, dropped to 15. Same as Humphrey's, exactly. Humphrey was 19, dropped to 15. Muskie was 20, dropped to 15.
So Humphrey's very capable.
27.
My God.
And a stated 27. See, he led Kissinger before, now he's behind Kissinger.
Right, the Kennedy thing is phenomenal. It's a carryover for the Kennedy.
Rogers is no change. He was 50, now 49. And his very capable was 15, now it's 14.
My God, you know, that's a problem. I never let him see that.
No. But the point is, it didn't change. It was low before the trip, and it's no lower now. He did lose by the trip, as some people would have supposed. Then we made some statements and asked if you agreed or disagreed, both some positive and negative statements, to see what people's views were on things. President Nixon's visit to China resulted in a sellout with the non-communist Chinese on Taiwan. We made that as rough as we could by saying the non-communist Chinese on Taiwan. 325, disagreed 57. And you'll find throughout these that there's a hardcore of between 25 to 30 that disagree with the substance of the trip.
If that's the case, you will have that to be reflected in the Republican
Could be. I don't have the break on that. Republican versus Democrat. setback, resulted in a sellout, 25 agree, 57 disagree, 18 okay. President Nixon's visit to China opened the doors to more normal relations with a large and important country, 84 agree, 11 disagree. So there's some positive on that part. President Nixon's visit to China caused us to lose the confidence of our allies in Asia, such as Japan and South Korea. We are picking up quotes of things that have been said. 25 agree, 60 disagree. That's that 25 negative group. President Nixon's visit to China gained almost nothing for the U.S., while it helped raise the prestige of the leaders of communist China, 28 agree, 61 disagree. That's what I'm talking about. President Nixon's visit to China eased tensions and made world peace more likely. 69 agree, 23 disagree. That's the same pattern. Yeah. President Nixon's visit to China undermined the confidence in the U.S. among our allies all over the free world. 28 agree, 59 disagree. President Nixon's visit to China was mainly a publicity stunt to get more votes in the 72 presidential election. 34 agree, 61 disagree. Disagree stays solid at about 60, or the positive, whichever side. As a result of the president's visit to China, this would be a
pretty partisan Democrats, of course, are back in 34% of the voters would be against the Colorado IR.
So even they agree you open the door.
Yeah.
All right. As a result of the president's visit to China, the chances of negotiating an end to the Vietnam War have been improved. 56 agree, 31 disagree. You've got some expectation there in negotiation. Then this is kind of interesting. In spite of what President Nixon said, there were some secret agreements made between the United States and China that the public is not being told about. 56 agree, 27 disagree. But back to the negative, I would put that question slightly differently. Obviously, President Nixon said there were no secret agreements. Do you agree or disagree?
I would have gotten to it. When you're talking about it, when you're talking about it, you're on a telephone or something.
Yeah.
In spite of what President Nixon said, they were going to take your leading them into the other
country.
That's right. I would be concerned about that.
The U.S. had
no idea people for that policy.
Well, I don't think they did, because it showed all the policy. It goes just the other way. The U.S. had to make some concessions to China, while the Chinese made no concessions to us. 31 agree, 47 disagree, 22 don't know. So I don't know. As a result of the president's visit to China,
part of the Democratic line.
Yeah. The Democratic part. As a result of the president's visit to China, there will be an increase of period between the U.S. and China that will be good for our country. 65 agree, 21 disagree. The point is that the negatives that they've been pushing have scored somewhere around 25 to 30% of the people. That's all.
I suppose that doesn't do that.
I don't think it is at all.
Considering that.
So if you got more than that,
they will build up. They will build up over a period of time, as you mentioned. And
you're pushing over. I'm not so sure. I think you got, I'm not so sure they will. I think you got more negatives at the beginning in a way than you have in the follow up. I don't know.
You're right, you're correct. Maybe another thought is pretty bad. You know what I mean? They've got it.
So we've got Harris and Gallup both in the field. Gallup was in last weekend, same time we were, and Harris was in during the week. So we've all three polled at exactly the same time, basically.
We know that how ours is an honest poll, that's the point. We always, we don't ask it.
Oh, well, ours is a telephone poll, and theirs is a personal interview.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a difference
in that. Because Gallup has always been 3 to 4 points more.
But by the trend, they should come out about the same. In other words, there's, we might have 5 points, 10% gain. They ought to go up 5 points. We're all about the same. See, we were 54, Gallup was 53, and Harris was 55, so we were all right about on the same.
How much do you think you know?
we were right after the Vietnam thing. Gallup was a week later and Harris was 2 weeks later.
So maybe the ours is a little higher. Could be right after Vietnam.
Could be.
Yeah, there's that massive feeling in the country, well, culture thing, so there's my question, is that, and look, I